Hello, I'm Simon Elms, and I'm creative director of the documentaries department of BBC Radio. And I'm going to be talking to you a bit about the Listening Project.
So tell us about the Listening Project. Why do you think it's had such an impact?
I think the thing about the Listening Project is that it's about people. And people love listening to stories about people. But I think there's something very special about the way the Listening Project is conceived, which is that it's about conversations. It's about conversations between two people who've never had a conversation on that subject before. And the key thing about it is that in the best ideal circumstances is if one person says, I've always wanted to ask you, and then there's a question, but they never have. So in effect, they're actually entering into new ground between them for the first time. And that moment of reveal is often absolutely staggering. I remember a young lady from Wales talking, Sarah Jane, and she was talking to her brother, Philip. And it was a sibling conversation like none other, except you knew that it was a sibling conversation because it was the way they talked to each other was brother, sister to brother. The thing about Philip was that he'd spent quite a lot of time in jail at a moment when their mother was dying of cancer. And Sarah had a go at Philip, live, as it were. It was an extraordinary piece of audio. It's the sort of thing that you just can't get in an interview. It wasn't an interview. It was a shared moment of reality. And I think that is when the Listening Project really works at its very best. It's that sort of moment that is absolutely both unique, literally unique, and also unputdownable for the listener.
So how difficult is it to get those kind of conversations?
It's always difficult, in as much as it isn't an interview. Interviews are fairly straightforward. You ask somebody some questions, they answer them. That's pretty straightforward. I think the key thing about the Listening Project is that the two participants, and usually there are two, the two participants really want to have that conversation. They know each other. They have to know each other well and have some shared territory, have a feeling of mutuality and shared some sort of relationship. It doesn't have to be a husband to wife, boyfriend to girlfriend relationship. It can be any relationship, any sort of acquaintance. But where there's a point where those lives have touched or need to touch better. And that's sometimes quite difficult to find. I think the key thing is that the two participants really need to want to do it. That's why we always want volunteers. We want people to say, hey, I always wanted to ask you, what did you feel like when I, you know, that sort of moment. And that really has to come from the people themselves. So, of course, we mobilise our contact lists, our friends and our relatives and so on and so forth to have conversations, to invite them to take part. But actually, it's much better if you can volunteer. And that's the key thing. If you can get people to volunteer and say, hey, didn't you always want to, you know, didn't your brother do so-and-so? Have you ever talked to him about that? That sort of thing, where you know somebody who is absolutely itching. I've never asked them. I wonder if they'd like to do a listening project. And then you get them to sit down, and it's a long conversation. The conversation lasts 40 minutes, more than 40 minutes, but the key thing is that the person who facilitates it, which is usually, in our terms, somebody from a local radio station or a national regional station like Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland, they're trained, very carefully trained as facilitators to allow that conversation to happen. So it's a question of briefing them very closely before the two participants. And then, when they're going, to make sure that although they don't intervene, they just keep it on track.
Thank you very much. And obviously people can listen to the Listening Project on Radio 4 and also clips on the website.